Okay, this is Sophia, is it Moniz?
Moniz
from the second years. Just give us a quick update from the last presentation, any changes you've made. And I see you've got an exhibition plan, so do you want to talk us through that?
Yeah, so from last time we discussed, we were talking about how I had to make plan A, plan B, plan C.
Yep.
But I decided to stick with like a corner. In a corner area with three monitors. Three monitors playing like filmmaking animation on all three of them.
The same
The same, like different ones playing.
So you're making three videos.
Yeah.
Three animations.
Yeah. And three like headset headphones, since it's gonna have audio, and since it will be in like a room, not room, like in the big open area, there's gonna be a lot of noise. So headphones, so people can just like listen to the filmmaking animation type.
Yeah, I get the headphones. That's
and
a good idea.
Free beanbags, so if anyone wants to sit down and just enjoy it.
So the beanbags will be on the floor in the exhibition space.
Yeah.
Have you got the beanbags?
No, I'm planning on asking Performing Arts
to borrow them.
Yeah, to borrow them.
You need to sort this out ASAP.
And also ask Ben for headphones and the free monitors.
Okay.
So where is this going to be? Because obviously if there's beanbags spread on a floor, it has to be somewhere safe.
Yeah, and not take away from the art.
Yeah, I'm planning on like, you know, the computer room here. The blue corner area.
Well, everybody wants a corner now.
Yeah.
I wanted it because like there's plugs on the side, so like the monitors could plug easy.
Okay.
They can put an extension anywhere really, as long as it's safe.
Okay. Can I ask why three animations?
Because each animation is actually not that long. It's only like 2 minutes each.
And it's on a loop.
Yeah, so it's on just a loop, so that's why I'm doing three of them. So it's not, because if I continuously do it, people might get bored of it, or just like, you know, just not watch it anymore. So
yeah, do all three of them have the same goal or intention?
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to make someone feel calm, but I don't know if I should like maybe make one that irritates someone, make one that makes someone feel calm, and the other one makes someone feel happy, so it's like all the emotion.
Well, I think for you to create an animation that irritates someone counteracts your aim. My view anyway.
Well, if you're going to do that, they can't be next to each other. They need to be back to back.
Yeah.
So you go around to the other side of it, and then you're calmed.
Yeah.
And maybe there's one on a corner, so maybe once again it's a triangle or something, and you put it on a pedestal rather than in a corner.
Yeah.
And then people could stand and watch it.
Is there a reason why you have to irritate people? Is it to see if your calming video works?
Yeah. To see if I get something, like maybe...
You want a reaction from the audience.
So, have you finished the...
Have you got anything to show us on your iPad?
I've not seen any of this.
I haven't
interested.
Seen any either.
So
I don't know the concept at all.
Wellness.
This is good. We're going to feel better.
Mindfulness.
So I was just messing around my first time. I was messing around with the whole, like, going around with colours and all that. And I did a little, like, colour thing. And it's just me messing around with it. I did a...
So it's a little bit like in a kaleidoscope.
Okay. What's in the middle of the image?
It's a fountain. A water fountain.
Is that a photograph of it?
No, I filmed the video of a water fountain, and I just added on top of it.
So the final pieces, how long will they actually be?
2 minutes.
Okay. Have you got
Which
any part
like,
of those yet?
Yeah.
Can we see?
This is just, I don't know why it's the other way around, but this is just a little... I just like drawn on top of it.
What is it?
It's
a park?
Yeah, it's a park with a little bird on there.
Oh,
and I'm adding sounds in the background, so maybe like some chipping sounds and like nature kind of thing.
Okay.
So like when I move it, like there's like movement in my drawings a bit.
Okay, so this is one idea for one. And is the other one with the colour another idea for another one?
I am planning to use that one. Maybe that
Okay.
one can be like an irritating one, like maybe you might mix up the colours that don't go well or something.
It's kind of, I don't know. I don't know if it calms me, that one with all the colour. It's quite busy, there's a lot going on. And I don't understand the T shape in the middle.
No.
Is there a reason for that
I
one?
didn't have a reason to it. I just started just like designing around it.
Okay. What we had discussed in your last one, which I was quite excited to see, was sort of you videoing like dappled light. There's nothing in here for us to show you because I find dappled light heaven on earth with a book. That is my favourite place to be. So I thought that you were going to do some sort of colourful animations
I
drawing on top
did
of that.
film some stuff
And
like
rain.
so on su summer's day like this, as the light goes down, you get this lovely crepuscular rays coming in through the
Yeah, you
trees,
do.
and it's so beautiful. And you can watch them just move and play on
Yeah,
the
they
floor,
do,
can't you?
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you could put, you know, you could film a time lapse to sort of slow it up, speed it down, other way around,
And just
speed it up,
move
slow it down.
it.
And add drawings. But yeah, show us what else you've made. Because I vaguely remember something about a lily pad, Sophia.
Oh yeah, that one
Or
was
lotus flower.
that was before the Easter break, and when I had a one-to-one with Chantelle, we had a discussion, and we were like, yeah, that's isn't relevant to my work anymore, so I just put that aside.
Yeah, because that doesn't move.
Yeah.
That was
So I filmed this, it's quite small. It's a little sort of like rain droplets from one.
okay, filmed through a blind
Yeah.
on purpose.
There was a blind.
Okay.
And this one has like a variation of them, which I kind of like just made into a little short. It's all over.
This here is good.
That dappled
Yeah.
light. Is that in the studio?
Yeah, that's when it
It's
started
so easy to do,
happening.
and what you can do is you go out of focus and into focus.
Yeah.
If you get a camera, it's easy to do.
I just started like filming something like.
So that's
Yeah.
Annalise.
And you could sort of discover these things so easily. I mean, I did one yesterday, which was just me walking. I was walking with my dog, and I just put my phone through the hedges, and just let it just fly past me. Like I was doing a fly past of a bee. And you could slow it down and speed it up and turn it around, and it starts to calm you.
I
Yeah.
think
But the dapple light one,
I th
wow.
yeah, I think the natural elements you film there and sort of adapted work really well.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about sort of the glue gun bit and
No.
the drawing of the character. Whilst I fully understand that sort of creative activities can calm you down and there's a lot of like wellness colouring books out there to help sort of
Yeah.
transfer your mind from busyness to calmness, I get that. But I feel like, from my personal opinion, that the organic elements that you've got there are a bit more successful.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a bit more of that personally.
And the good thing about it is that you get lots more time now in the evenings.
Yeah,
You could do most of
started.
your work in 2 evenings.
Yeah.
Just wait for the sun to hit, go under the trees and watch the sun move
I think the
around.
sun sets about 8 o'clock,
Yeah.
half past eight. It's
Yeah.
still
Yeah.
light at 9:45. You've got plenty of time.
But since I have work, but I asked my supervisor and stuff, can I start, maybe 1 or 2 days a week? Can I leave early or
Yeah, that'd be
something? So
good.
can I,
Do you work every day?
not on Saturday and Sunday, just during the week.
Okay.
But yeah, I just asked, can I leave like early or something so I can get stuff done?
Yeah.
Or sometimes I just go like, I'm not coming in because I
Yeah.
have college work to do. And she's understandable, which is, it's nice to have.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a little worried about the amount of work you're setting yourself. I think it's a lot.
I think the only way you can get away with that is to have three screens if you wanted them, but have one film, and you set up the film at different times, so they're all working, but they're working the same film all the time.
Mm. You could also make your film slightly longer,
mm-hmm.
because then that would help with that element of the loop. You could press play certain times.
Yes.
I think maybe one film is a bit more achievable considering the amount of time we've got left, and you haven't yet finished one video. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I don't know how Gary feels, but for me, I feel like the organic elements are a lot more
much
successful.
Better.
So I would be filming more of those.
Mm-hmm.
The dappled light I love, but in your video, you've got like bits of cardboard strewn all over the floor. Tidy that up.
Yeah,
if you're going to shoot in the studio, even better, shoot the natural light outside in organic elements.
It
could be on a road where the concrete's sort of, I don't know, or on a field where you can see the dappled light changing and wind blowing through. Like today would be perfect if you could find something somewhere today.
And if you can have a, I don't know if you're going to use your phone or a camera, but if you phone, if you film things out of focus, it's sometimes very relaxing. I do most of my relaxing with my eyes defocused, just chilling out, not really looking at things. And that's kind of how it should feel. You come into focus, you see something, you go out of focus, and everything becomes more calm.
Maybe, pardon the pun, but that's what you focus on,
is
in and out of focus.
Yeah,
because that's how I feel when I'm like mindfulness, I'm nice and calm. My eyes don't focus because I'm in a state of like, almost nothingness.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And then you just focus on something beautiful and you go away again.
Yeah.
And
that's
you can do
maybe
that.
That's the feeling you might want to translate to your audience.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what we've just discussed should be the route that you go down. Obviously these are just suggestions. You do what you want, but for me that's more sort of wellness, mindfulness, calming in a sense. How do you feel about that?
I'm pretty fond of that.
And again, you can add some beautiful drawings to your animations. They could be sort of flashes of colour. You could add animated raindrops if it's a rainy scene, or sort of little flowers floating in the air or whatever. But as long as you've got research to back up all of this stuff, also consider what Gary said about the beanbag. It could be a trip hazard. It could take away from the art in the exhibition. People might think it is art and don't want to sit on it.
People
can be silly sometimes.
They don't normally sit in beanbags in an exhibition. You think they're going to, but they just stand.
Is that from
they're
the
walking
sound?
Round.
Is that did that come from the Sound of Colour exhibition?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was designated space for it. You had curtains all around you, it was black. People were invited to sit down, that's what you did. So just be cautious of that. Like, I know Robin's doing that. She's got her own installation room. She has the space to do it. I'm not saying it's a no-no.
And even we said to Robin, we weren't sure the beanbag was a great idea. Because on an open, on a private viewing, it's really busy in there. As it's just, it becomes very chaotic. And people trip on things and bump into each other. And, we don't want to encourage it too much by putting beanbags in the way. I've just had a look on your blog, and you've done some bits, but nothing that I've seen from here. A lot of it's your research that you've been on, primary research, but nothing that links what you're trying to do.
Most of it is on like my iPad that I need to
you really
put
need
into
to.
My blogs and everything.
Because without it on your blogs, that's just a fail, and we don't want to do that. Because you'll have done all the work. And especially if you're doing moving pictures, you can just upload the file and you've won. And show all the workings for that as well, how you did it, photograph yourself making the video.
Well, Procreate has an element to it where it records your whole creative process and plays it back in the movie.
Yeah.
So that is perfect evidence for you to be using. But you said you made several plans. Did you say you made several plans, or was that someone else?
That was someone else.
Okay. So it might be that you come up with this could be plan A, and then you have a plan B and a plan C.
Yes.
Can you do that by the end of the week?
Yeah.
Also, Chantal has a good point. You've done it. artist statement.
Yeah.
Well done. So maybe under that could be a little shelf for your comments book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's what you need. Or it doesn't have to be there, it could be there or wherever.
But you're going to have to compress it, obviously. You can't have screens like this.
Yeah.
In many ways, it's better to get a small table
mm-hmm.
and put the screens on it, and then people at almost at head height, so they can just be involved in it. As soon as people have to hunch down, they're lost.
Yeah.
But yeah, headphones are quite good.
Mm-hmm.
But then it stops people because then there's a queue.
Mm.
But maybe that's okay.
That's why I consider like the free monitors, maybe like three people.
Then it's difficult because I think you can do three monitors.
Do you know what, the weather is beautiful this weekend, so if you want more sunset footage, get yourself down to Wands or some places on the east coast you can see the sunset.
See, I think sunsets are much better when you don't look at them and you look the other way and you see what's happening to the light on the land.
And the colours come up
and
they change. I think you need to do some sunset stuff this weekend.
Mm.
Reverse sunset stuff.
Yeah, back to the sunset.
Yeah. And see what happens, because you see the light going across the whatever you're looking at, the sand dunes or whatever.
And after the sun's gone down, that's when the magic happens. And then, have you ever seen the green flash?
I was going to ask you, I've seen it once.
Have you actually?
I sat with my friend John Geegan, who's a photographer, and we said, tonight we'll see the green flash. And then it was, did you see that? Yeah.
Right, Gary, you've got to tell me about this. What were the variables do you need?
Has to be completely clear.
I have heard it has to be warm.
It was quite warm. We were sitting on the wall at 9 o'clock or whatever. But it's got to be so, so clear.
No clouds, no mist.
No clouds, no mist, nothing. And it's really weird because you don't really see it. You feel it because it goes green and then it's gone.
Oh, it is literally a flash.
Yeah. Well, it's just like a feeling. It's like green, gone. And
I've
you're not sure you've seen it.
I've heard it's a myth. My friends claim
to have
seen
it
three times. Me, none. And I've watched thousands of sunsets.
Same here.
Okay. Thank you, Sophia. You've got a bit of work to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please dedicate some time to your blog, because that is where your grade comes from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please help us to help you.
Chantal's asking for plan B or plan C by the end of the week. Yeah,
okay.
So if you could get that.
And really concise, not just drawing squares, exactly what you think it's going to look like.
Even consider measurements, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You need to go and see Ben. How big are the screens?
Yeah.
You need measurements.
Yeah, what screens have you got? What headphones have you got?
Yeah.
What sort of table can I put it on? Everything.
How long is the cable? Will it be long enough?
Yeah.
You've got a lot to consider. All right, thank you.